Welcome to the Marin Executive Series as we talk with the people behind Marin Health that keep your health system moving forward every day. And on this episode, we talk with Vernon Marino, Vice President of Support Services at Marin Health. I'm Bill Klaproth. And on this episode, we're going to talk with Vernon and learn more about his personal life. Vernon, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to getting to know you a little bit better. So I understand you have been married for 34 years, but have been together for 39 years with your wife, Deanna. Is that correct?
That is correct. We also have two daughters, Amber and Jenna, who are 31 and 33 years old.
That's great. So together 39 years, married for 34, kind of a 5-year courtship there. Was she getting like, are you going to pop the question, Vernon, or what? It's been 5 years. Come on now.
Truthfully, that did surface somewhere around year 3, let's say. Perhaps a little bit more of the pressure was from the mother-in-law, the future mother-in-law, more so than from Deanna. But all that being said, it was more than enough time after the 5+ years of dating that made sense for us to get to the altar. A great decision, even through today.
So Vernon, let's talk about your passions. I love learning about this. So fishing is your greatest passion, is that correct?
It is, yes.
And you'll fish anywhere, is that right? Rivers, oceans, lakes, ponds, puddle in the backyard, anywhere you can find water?
Yeah, anything that's considered a body of water that reportedly has life somewhere in it, you will find me there, yes.
What is your favorite fish to catch?
I would say that my favorite fish to catch, and possibly some of the hardest to catch, is the steelhead. A steelhead is a seagoing trout that is born in the river, goes out into the sea for a couple years, and then ventures back to where it was born. They range anywhere from 7 to 20-something pounds, and just a great fish to pursue. But more importantly, what it allows me to do is to have a drift boat up in Oregon, and it allows me to get into the boat and get behind the oars and go down anywhere from 7 to 10 mile stretches of rivers. So that's an added benefit and bonus to fishing, is the nature and the beauty of the scenery and the animals and wildlife that are part of the fishing experience.
Yeah, that's all part of it. So you mentioned that you have the drift boat up in Oregon, and you've been to El Salvador and Cabo on fishing trips as well.
I have. I've had the fortunes of a good friend who has a home in El Salvador, and I've had the opportunity the last 10 years to visit El Salvador 4 different times, and from there to also go to Guatemala and Costa Rica and Nicaragua to fish out in the ocean in those locations, which has been a lot of fun. And then in Cabo, I've come to get to know Cabo on a couple visits the last few years, and fish most every time I go, with the last opportunity having caught and released my first striped marlin, which was just a great experience.
So you're a very well-rounded man, Vernon. You go from sea to land, because I understand you're a huge gardener as well, with a large home veggie garden.
I do. That's something that I've been pretty passionate about maybe the last 20 years. It started with a 4x8-foot garden box, and it has since morphed to about 600 square feet of garden boxes that require a bit of attention.
600 square feet. Oh my gosh. So in those 600 square feet of boxes, you have tomatoes, onions, beets, broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, carrots, radishes, eggplant, kale, squash, tomatillos, and more. You need that much room with all of that planting.
I do. And what I try to do is to rotate the crops, if you will. Over the last couple years, this year no exception, I've really gotten into germinating seeds all the way up to a basic plant. And that's really increased my joy for gardening, to be able to take something from seed to plant to the table versus buying a plant at a store. And so everything that you've described are the things that I often plant. There are certainly some other things as well. And I would just share that in large part why I have such a large vegetable garden is I was never in the past a big vegetable fan. Grew up with a family of 7 brothers and sisters, and bless my mom, but she tended to boil all the flavor out of vegetables. And so once I discovered garlic and olive oil to add to things like Brussels sprouts, I really have used the gardening experience to partake in and be nourished by farm to table, if you will.
Well, this is all starting to make sense now. You love to fish, you love to garden, and that leads perfectly into another one of your passions. You love to cook.
I share those duties with Deanna. She's a great cook as well, but love to incorporate the vegetables into the dishes, but not even just the vegetables. Love to experiment, get into cookbooks, new or old, and work in the kitchen. That also, I'll refer to it as a relationship builder, or can be a relationship builder with the significant other.
Well, that's really nice when you can share passions together, and you're so right about being a relationship builder. So I'm getting this picture of you, Vernon. You're up doing a little early morning fishing, then you're in with your catch, then you're checking out the garden, and then you and Deanna, you're figuring out what to cook for dinner that night, and then afterwards you finish it off with a wonderful bike ride with her, because apparently another one of your passions is you love to ride bikes.
Yeah, we do. Bike riding, we do quite a bit of, and we also do a lot of walking in the neighborhoods and so forth. We have a 3.5-year-old English lab named Greg, actually a dog we adopted Christmas Eve Day, which is just a real blessing in our lives. And so between the bike rides and walking Greg, that gives us some physical activity to wear off the foods that we may consume over the course of a day.
Well, with all of the expansion projects at Marin Health and your varied passions, you're a very busy man, Vernon, and live a full life.
Thank you. It's great and fortunate to work for Marin Health. It's such an important asset to this community. In the many years that I've been here, I consider myself a steward of this organization and pleased to be a part of this recent Oak expansion for the community. And as we continue to advance numerous projects over the course of the years to come, grateful for that.
Absolutely. And lastly, Vernon, thank you so much for your time. It's great to hear you have so many hobbies and things that you can do outside of work, because that only helps refresh the mind, refresh the body, so you are able to pour all of your energy into all of the various projects at Marin Health. Is that a fair statement?
That is. Thank you for the way that you've shaped that. I work hard. I share with people. I play even harder. But what these outside activities allow me to do is actually, it does create balance. That may not make sense to some people, but it does make sense to me. Obviously, I've got to work it all in, but so long as I can do that, it does give me balance so that I am able to come in each and every day and do my very best as a leader here at Marin Health.
Well, we appreciate you giving your best for our community and Marin Health, and it's been great to get to know you a little bit better and hear about your wife, Deanna, and all of your hobbies, fishing, gardening, cooking, and bike riding. It really paints a nice picture of you, Vernon. So thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's Vernon Marino, Vice President of Support Services at Marin Health, and thank you for listening to this episode of the Marin Health Executive Series.